Hi, my name is Alan from LRE Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about condominiums in the Spottiswood area. Spottiswood is in Prime District 2 within the rest of the Central Region. There are 4 private condos in this cluster. As usual, we'll be studying their past performance. Since all of them are of freehold tenure, this means our assessment will be more consistent. I'll be evaluating their performance from launch. Are you curious to know how well will they be performing? Shall win because of its freehold and prime location? Or will they fare poorly, just like its peers inside the CBD? Stay under the end when I will compare them against other condos around Singapore to give you some perspective. With that, let's go into the hit and miss. First condo, Spottiswood 18. This condo is one of the 4 new condos in this area. Formerly, they were old apartments that went en bloc one after another. Spottiswood 18 is located along Spottiswood Park. It's on freehold tenure. There are 251 units and it's TOP in 2014. Let's zoom into the historical chart. It was going for 1,007 to 2,005 per square feet back in 2011. Prices continue to go up slightly over the past decade. Today it's hovering around 2,002 to 2,005 per square feet. Okay, fair return. Let's head over to the profitable transactions. So far, there are 67 profitable transactions. Profit range from 100,000 to 300,000. Annualized return range from 0.9 to 3.9%. Decent return in my opinion after more than a decade. There are also others that lose money. There are 26 of them. They range from low 25,000 to as much as 400,000. This confirm is a painful loss. Take note, all of them are bought at launch. This means when you buy pao, always remember, no pao jiao. Let us move on to the next condo. Spottiswood Suite is located next to Spottiswood 18. They are side by side. They are 175 units in TOP in 2017. Let's zoom into the historical chart. It was going for a slightly higher price at 2,000 to 2,700 per square feet when it was launched back in 2013. The developer continued to market them over the years until TOP. There has been active resale transaction volume over the past years. Resale prices are hovering around 2,002 to 2,005 per square feet in recent years. Let's take a look at the transaction in detail. So far, there are 30 profitable and 18 unprofitable deals. The ratio between the hit and miss seems to be a little too close for comfort. Anyway, profit range from 3,000 to 77,000. Analyzed return all less than 1%. Why so chewy? After expenses, this is barely break even. If I'm the seller, I sell already. I also paiseh to tell others I make money. Anyway, let's take a look at lost money deals. Losses range from 5,000 to 200,000. Don't need to see the analyzed return already. Lose money liao. Why like that? Let me share this with you. It's likely those loft unit. That is why I'm not a big fan of it. Let's go to the big brother in this location. Since this is a bigger project with 351 units, it TOP in 2013, is developed by UOL. I hope you will have some standards. This is a unit mix. There is a good mix of 1, 2 and 3 bedrooms. Although the majority are skewed towards smaller units, this means it's likely for investment. Anyway, as I look into the past transaction, I can't help to wonder if they are too cheap. For the 2 bedroom that measure around 900 square feet, the going rate is 2,003 per square feet or 2.2 million. This is a freehold condo. Walk to CBD. OCR new homes are already trending at 2,500 per square feet for 99 years. Either I think too much, or Spottiswood residence is dirt cheap. Let's check out the historical chart over time. Okay, pretty stable over the years. Can see a slight uptick in prices in recent years. How well will it perform? Do you want to make a guess? Better than Spottiswood 18? Well, there are 70 profitable and 27 unprofitable deals. Still acceptable over the two set of datas. Profit range from 100,000 to 500,000. Analyzed return range from 1% to 2.8%. Not too bad. At least UOL project got some standards. Let's take a look at the loss-making deals. Losses range from 5,000 to 135,000. Why like that? I can only summarize they come with both planter box and bay windows. These are designs that were practically adopted by developers 15 to 20 years ago. They are technically the most useless space but counted as part of your strata area. Heng ah, this kind of design concept has already been shelved in cold storage. That is why planning parameters play a huge part in how our built environment are being shaped. Sky Everton is the newest kit on the block. It was completed in 2023. This means it's almost brand new. There are 262 units, comprising 1, 2, 3, 4, and even 5 bedrooms. As usual, the majority of the unit mix are small apartments. Let's zoom into the historical chart. It was going from 2,000 to 2,900 per square feet when it was launched back in 2019. The developers continue to market them over the years. There have been active resale transaction volume since TOP. Resale prices are going for 2,005 to 2,009 per square feet in recent years. Let's take a look at the transaction in detail. Not bad, 20 profitable versus 2 that lose money. Profit range from 190,000 to 424,000. Analyzed return is between 1.6 to 3.2%. Fairly good result in my opinion. I'm equally surprised. Why is that so? I can only summarize into two reasons. Firstly, they don't have any surprise layout. Most of the layouts are those typical condo layout you find in most new homes today. You pay for what you get. Secondly, they are almost brand new. It's a new condo that is ready to move in. You don't even need to wait for it to be constructed. That is why there is this appeal and premium in TOP condos. Here, let's sum up the above condos. I will only compare Spottywood 18, Spottywood Suites, and Spottywood Residence as they were launched almost at the same time. As for the newest kids of the block, Sky Everton, I will omit it out. From the chart, we can see that Spottywood 18 only appreciate in value by 12% since 2011. Like that, this means that it was launched at 2,000 per square feet back in those days. This is considered to be very pricey. That is why even though prices average 2,300 per square feet today, they don't seem to be very attractive to me. Next, Spottywood Suites. It was launched slightly later in 2013. Price then were 2,200 per square feet. Today, prices has appreciated to 2,389 per square feet or a measurable 6%. Wow, I'm speechless. This means though they enter high, may not even exit with a decent profit. Do take note of that. Don't say freehold, near CBD is a sure win. As for the bigger Spottywood Residence, it was launched at 1,894 per square feet back in 2010. Today is going about 2,279 per square feet or a 20% gain. Not too bad. Factoring in its lower entry price. However, to make 20% after a long 14 years, is that acceptable to you if you are one of the owner there? Is it time to exit, cash out, and move on? As you know, I'm always curious, what if the above buyers have committed to another property elsewhere? What will be the outcome like? My Manhattan was launched back in 2011 at 1233 PSF. Today is doing 1,005 per square feet or the 22% growth in 13 years. Good or average only? As for the Scala located in Lorong Chuan, it was launched in 2010 at 1185 PSF. Today is trending around 1807 PSF or 52% growth to date. Not too bad. That is why I always say, property must buy long term. As for the Bronzeville in Bukit Timah, back in 2011, its resale value was only 1223 PSF. Today, it has climbed up by leap and bound, standing at 2175 per square feet. It has gained a stunning 101%. To put things into perspective, it has made an annualized return of 7.8%. I'm very sure it will continue to climb higher. Here, what can we learn? Condos in the Spottywood area have not performed up to expectation if we compare them against condos located elsewhere in Singapore. The condos there are mainly skewed towards smaller investment units that can command a higher profit margin. This means such condo in the resale market can only attract investors, singles, dings, and PR, who are looking at smaller apartments near the city. Families will avoid, or should I say, price out of this market altogether. However, the silver lining is the upcoming Cantonment MRT station along the Circle Line extension. This will add extra convenience between Harbourfront and Marina Bay MRT station. And most importantly, to its property value. That's all. I hope you have learned something useful in this video. If you have any housing plans, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Take care and goodbye.